prayer. Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we just thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy to us. We pray, Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray that you would help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, that you'd give us wisdom as we open your word. We just thank you, God, for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord this morning for his mercy and his grace to us. We were lost in this world, separated from God. And God sent his Son as a light into this dark, black world so that we might see and be able to follow him. God's light. It's grace. That's what grace is. People have taken grace and they've turned it into lasciviousness. The book of Jude says. But God's grace is him awakening us out of darkness so that we could see where we are and what we are. I'm just so thankful for. I was in darkness, but Jesus found me. I was wandering in darkness. Jesus shined his light upon me and upon those that have ears to hear. I want to read from the book of Daniel. It's amazing just listening to the lesson this morning that the children had. And I don't necessarily think it's important that we read over those, every name, and whenever we read it, it's good practice for an English scholar to learn some pronunciations. But I don't really think it's that important that we, every time we read through the Bible, that we read every one of those names. But what is important is that they're there. Just a little glimpse of light and a little bit of wisdom and just a little bit of overall view. We can trace mankind right back to the very beginning of time when God created this world. But when men throw the Bible out, they'll listen to every other history book in the world with half the documentation that the Bible has, or just a smidgen of the documentation that the Bible has. And they throw the Bible out because it definitely shows from the very beginning all the people of the world and that history behind it. And that's such a blessing. But man is wiser than God, or thinks he is, and he throws all of that out and thinks that he came from a monkey. That's wise. You got all this history that shows us exactly where we came from, shows us how old this earth is, and to throw all that out and think we just slithered out of some gooey creek somewhere and started out as a can of soup and then climbed up into a tree and then fell out of that tree and lost her tail. Just pure foolishness. And that history was kept until the time of Jesus. This chronological history. Chronological means the order of history. The Chronicles is the order of things. Until the Jews were forsaken by God, and guess what? They don't know who they are anymore. Up until that time, to be a Jew, you had to prove that your history went all the way back to Adam. And if you couldn't prove that, you were not even a part of the Jewish religion, unless you came and started all over as a Gentile and joined them. You didn't have an inheritance in the land of Israel. And that was kept right up until they forsake Jesus. That they cried out and said, we will not have this man rule over us. And Jesus told them that they'd be destroyed. And they were. There wasn't one rock laid upon another. And that's the same way as with their history. Not only did they lose their temple and everything about it, they lost who they were. They can't trace themselves back 2,000 years now. And up until that time, they could trace themselves back 4,000 years. But when they forsook Christ, they lost it all. Now they're wandering around in darkness. Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar had just finished. The ordeal was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How they had been in the fire, and Nebuchadnezzar had saw that their God was a powerful God. Verse 1 says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, unto all people, nations, and languages. He was a one world king. He was the leader of all the world at this time. That dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth me, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen and the interpretations thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field and shadow under it, and the fowls of the heavens dwelt in the burrows thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. And I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Hew down the tree, and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it, and the fowls from under his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This manner is by the decree of the watchers and the demand of the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This dream I, Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. Forasmuch as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream is to them that hate thee. The dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. He said, whenever he asked about interpreting the dream, Daniel was troubled and he sat for 1 hour without speaking. The king said, Why won't you tell me what the dream means? And Daniel was troubled. The king encouraged him, Just tell me, what does it mean? And Daniel said, May this dream be to your enemies. I hate the thought of it being to you. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached into the heaven and sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whom the branches of the fowls of heaven had their habitation. It is thou. It's you. You're the king of the whole world. And everything that's in the world is under your control. That's you. That big tree that you saw that had fruit and that was sheltering the whole world. That's you. It's thou, O King, that are grown and become strong. For thy greatness is grown and reacheth into heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven, saying, hew down, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the root thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O King, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my Lord the King. That they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. And they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. What a thought. God was going to allow, I believe it's talking about the devils, to have control of this man. He was the king of all the world. And God to show that he is the rightful king in this world, said, I'm going to show you who the real king of this world is. And I'm going to let the prince of this world just have you for 7 years so that you'll know who the real king is. Till you know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, and thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O King, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. Repent, King. I'm going to give you some counsel that maybe this might be diverted. Break off your sins by righteousness, and your sins, your iniquities, by showing mercy to the poor. If it may be a lengthening, maybe we can get past this. And all this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Look at this wonderful kingdom that I have become the ruler over, that I have assembled together, that I was so wise that I was able to put all this together, that my power, my ability allowed me to be or put me in charge of this great kingdom. The conqueror The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built?" Verse 31 says, "And while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, 'O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will.' The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. He went from being a man to a beast. Sometimes we look at people living in sin, and we wonder, why don't they just see? Why can't they see where they're headed? Why can't they see? What's going on? They're in darkness. They've been allowed to live as beasts. And it's only by God awakening them and calling them and letting them see the wickedness of how they are. This man Nebuchadnezzar was the king of all the earth, and God spoke, and they came He went from being a man to a beast. Man to being a cow. He went from being a king of all over the world to where he wasn't even fit to be with men anymore. He went out and lived like a wild animal. He was wet with the dew of the earth. He slept outside every night, out in the woods somewhere. And his hair grew long, and his nails grew long. And he ate grass, just like an ox would. He turned his back on God. He saw the miracle of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How that God delivered them out of the fiery furnace. He heard the prophecy of Daniel and the warning from Daniel to turn from his sin. And he ignored it. Until God got to the place, you're not going to listen, you're not going to hear me, I'm just going to let you go. I'm just going to let the prince of this world have you. Until you realize who really rules and who is the real king. And this is what happened to him. He was turned over. You know, we see people that have walked in light. We see people that have been right here in our midst. That had been awakened from this world. This world is walking in darkness. They're beast and they don't even know it. They're following their basest. They're acting like animals. Looking for one meal. Looking for what pleases them. And not taking any thought of where it all comes from. They don't care. And they won't care until they hear God or they see God in their conscience. That condemnation that they feel that they're condemned until they face it and own up to it and realize it. They're in darkness. The light even has come into the world, but men love their darkness rather than light. And they run away from it. They'd rather run back and live in the woods or live like an animal than come back to God. Romans chapter 1. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. You know the way that you're living is wrong when you're living wrong. God has shown it unto you. That is God's grace. God is trying to show the beast. And he's given you examples of beasts. And he's trying to speak to people and show them this is not the way you're supposed to be. They saw. Nebuchadnezzar saw God's signs. He saw the things that God had done. And yet, he kept on his sinful path. He was warned. And he kept on his sinful path. Until God finally just said, enough is enough. If you don't want to listen to me, I wash my hands from you. But he told Nebuchadnezzar, I'm going to leave a stump there. Until you will listen. Nebuchadnezzar was a blessed man. If you've ever been awakened and then you went back to sleep again and you got awakened again, you are a blessed man. There's people that God has allowed just to go to sleep and he never even shook them again. He never went back and said, it's time to wake up. He just let them sleep. You had your chance. You've listened. You were awakened at one point. Just sleep on. Not even going to bother waking you up. Next time you wake up and you see, you'll be in hell. you'll just live like a beast until you wake up as a man in hell. And then you'll see there ain't a blind eye in hell. Every one of them there knows just exactly what's going on. And they know why they're there. Because they rejected listening to God. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Driving home last night, flipped the radio on, and preacher was on there. Holds the truth in unrighteousness. It's amazing. He was answering questions of people who had written him letters. I just listened for a moment or two. But he was talking about someone who had, they were talking about giving to those that take away from you. Someone who was asking him, what do you do with the Sermon on the Mount? And he explained about a church and how it was robbed, and they found out who robbed it. And he said, try to get them saved. People who robbed it, the elders or the deacons or whoever went, they took $200 from the church and they went with the police to the people's house and to the father's house. And, well, right away they went trying to save them. They all got saved, he said. And then he said, well, are you going to press charges? And the deacon said, well, if they'll pay the money back, we won't press charges. This is after they're saved, supposedly. So they got the money paid back. And then he said, that's the problem with people. You need to get them all saved. And you can't teach people the Beatitudes. He was speaking against non-resistance. He said, you don't, instead of not resisting evil, you just try to get them saved. And he said, people who try to teach the Beatitudes as the way of salvation or the Sermon on the Mount make more hypocrites than anything he knew. People who taught that we should follow and listen to the teachings of Jesus made more hypocrites than anything he knew. He doesn't know what a hypocrite is. He doesn't even know the definition of a hypocrite. A hypocrite, it says, is someone who says They're following Jesus, and they do not follow his teachings. That's what a hypocrite is. A hypocrite is someone who says they follow God, but they don't. And until we know and understand what Jesus taught and put it into practice, we're hypocrites. But when we understand and hear and simply put into the practice of the teachings of Jesus and obey him, there's nothing hypocritical in that. It lifts us to a righteousness that's above this world's. And so all the world can do is throw names at us. The next question they gave him, someone said, and they were talking about the rapture, and he started explaining it all. And he said, oh, I know the man that teaches that. One of these days, he'll know that I'm right. When the Lord comes back, he'll know that I'm right. My friend will understand that I'm the one that's right. That's about all I could take. But it's just sickening to think of that the light can be so dark. To those who are blind, when we reject the teachings of Christ, we're the blind ones. And they hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There is no one in the world that is without excuse. God has revealed it unto you. He's having mercy and grace on you. If you can see anything, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible men, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. We're headed to Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? because God has given them up. He's tried to show himself to them. And they didn't want to hear it. They profess they've got religion. They profess that they're saved, that they've got God all figured out. And he just closes their eyes. God gave them up to uncleanness. I used to wonder how the argument, the people argue, and they say, well, God made me this way. And I used to argue with them. No, God didn't create you that way. And he didn't. But the reason they are that way is because God gave up on them. And now they actually believe that God made them that way. Because God let them believe a lie. He tried to show them one time that it was wrong. And they felt that condemnation of it being wrong. But instead of yielding to that condemnation, they yielded to their lust. And it led them further and further and further until God just said, oh. You still got a conscience. Thank the Lord for it. If you can still see a little light, humble yourself. If you fall, get right back up again. Not talking about people who fail sometimes. We all do that. He's talking about whenever he gives us something very clear, a path to walk in, and we refuse to walk in it. We've all got a hard road ahead of us. And it's straight and narrow and hard to keep going. And we will stumble. We will get beat up. We've got an enemy. We're going to take some punches. If you can't get up and keep going, you'll die right there where you lay. But if you choose to follow the path and you don't want to hear God bothering you anymore, they'll come. They'll come. And you won't even know it. You'll be out there eating the grass. With your long hair and your long nails. Waller and Wright with them before long. If you won't, your children will. Or their children. But you'll go right back to being a beast and not even know it. Churches are full of people who are beasts and they don't even know it. They're not walking in light anymore. They're trying to see how close they can get to the world. When God turns us over to a strange delusion that we would believe a lie, there's no hope for us anymore. You wonder why people who once walked in light, once awakened, somewhere they made a choice that they chose to take a wrong path, knowing that they were going to walk away from God. Maybe it was something someone said. They knew they didn't want that anymore. Maybe it was the preacher. Maybe it was someone in the church. They came to a decision. They said, no, we don't want that. And after a while, things began to change. They began to get cold and they just fall away. They do like the old car. They start a missing and pretty soon they quit altogether. The next thing you know, the covering comes off, the modest dress comes off, the non-resistance comes off. The worried about having a pure marriage comes off. Worry about laying up treasures on this earth and seeing what you can get out of this world begins to grow. The two kingdoms, you can't even see Christ's kingdom anymore. Just turning back into a beast. Just turning back into a beast. And we wonder and we look and we see, and why can't they see it? Last month they believed it. Now they don't. What's going on? God left. That's what's going on. Because the only reason you or I or anyone here can see anything is because God has allowed us to. And in His mercy, He has awakened us so that we can make that choice to change and to turn from our wickedness and our own way to God's. And if we reject that and we get so caught up in this world and our light goes out, we run out of oil and our lights go out, we may just turn right into a beast, not even know it. That's why Jesus said, be on guard. That's why he said keep fighting, lest you fall asleep. Stay awake. Guard your soul. See what the book says and put it into practice. Every little thing is a sign or a waymark on the road. Maybe somebody comes up and tells you something and you don't even know who they are, but if it's truth, it's truth. And if it's right, it's right. Revelation 3, maybe you don't see. Make that your prayer. Buying eye salve that you might see. Maybe you don't understand it all. Ask God for sight. The blind men in the Bible cried out, say, Lord, help us that we might see. How many blind men did he heal? The Pharisees didn't have any need to be healed. They could see. And Jesus said, because you say you see, you're blind. There's nothing more precious than this gift that God has given us. Of seeing our own condition. We look back or we look out and we see people living the way they do. And you know, I forget sometimes. I forget sometimes. That's so far removed from me anymore. It's just such a blessing. It's like someone else was there. It's like someone else was who I was before. I died, and now I'm a new creature. And that old man is gone. And sometimes it's so far removed that I can't even imagine what it was. Then I remember, Bud, you better remember it, because you could be right back there again. And I'm thankful when the Lord reminds me. That could be me. In fact, it was me at one time. It was me at one time. Nebuchadnezzar forgot it. Nebuchadnezzar forgot it. The Lord sent him right out into the brush until he became a beast. But he had mercy on him and he showed him and let him see. And he restored him. He restored him when he realized that there was a God in heaven. And he turned. It took him 7 years of living like a beast. 7 years eating grass. Then he realized. Then God let him see a little bit again. He said, I don't want no more of this. That's our prayer. For those who have walked away from light and truth, that God would bring them so low that one day, if He ever speaks to them again, that He would give them one more sight. One little bit of light to show them where they are, that they might bring themselves out of it. First thing the devil did to Samson, whenever Samson went too far, was put his eyes out to where he couldn't see. That's the first thing he'll do to you. The fearful thing about deception is that people don't realize they're deceived. Walking in the light is a fearful thing. You can see light and you can see darkness. As soon as you step into the darkness, you can't see the light anymore. You don't even care for it anymore. You don't even know where you're going anymore. You may be saying with your mouth, I'm on my way to heaven, sitting in a church pew somewhere. And you're nothing but a beast eating grass. God, help us to thank Him every day that He's given us light. May we be faithful to walk in it diligently. Father, we just thank You again for Your word, for the faithful examples You show us, Lord. Help us, Father. To walk as men, to see as men. Lord, anoint our eyes that we might see and continue to see and to walk in Your path, Father. Lord, that we would fear and tremble to turn aside. Let us pray for Your grace and Your mercy. In Jesus' name. Have anything that you'd like to share or add? strong. God bless you. Let's gather again. Have supper at 6:30 here. God bless you.